I started down the long spiral staircase with my heart in my mouth. Down, further and further down, the light becoming fainter and fainter, the humidity more and more noticeable, until I arrived at the bottom. I could hear the sound of voices. They were the new proselytes who, in their robes, trousers rolled up, hoods on their heads, and the hangman's rope around their necks, were taking an oath before the Grand Master of the Lodge, Alfredo Brandy. I had no intention of joining them, and took advantage of the fact that no one had noticed my presence to take a look around. The Grand Master's study was empty and unattended. I went in, looked at the objects on the desk, being careful not to touch anything. On one wall of the room I noticed a large tapestry which seemed very ancient, perhaps of Byzantine origin. I went closer to it, intending to move it aside to see if it was hiding something interesting behind it, a safe or something like that, but I was frozen by a voice behind me. It was Alfredo Brandy.
"Curious, Commissioner. That tapestry is very precious. It dates back to the 9th century and represents a violent earthquake that razed the ancient part of the city to the ground in the year 847. But I see you're more interested in what's behind it. Have you not yet understood, Dr. Ruggieri, that I have no secrets from you?" he said, pushing aside the heavy tapestry and showing me an armored door. There was no lock, just a niche in the shape of a hand. In all likelihood, the opening mechanism recognized the design of the palm of the hand of the people authorized to enter. Alfredo placed his on it, but nothing happened. "The mechanism recognizes the hand of my father, Vladimiro, and that of my daughter, Maria Lucia. I have never been allowed to go inside there, and the only two people who can trigger the mechanism disappeared some time ago."
"They could be on the other side of this wall, don't you think?"
"Oh, they would have died of hunger, thirst, or boredom by now."
"Not necessarily. In my opinion, you can access an underground world from here, the rooms that were once the splendid Roman baths. There could be supplies of food and drinking water. There may be secret passages that lead outside or to a sophisticated laboratory that many are looking for, and no one knows where it is. And don't tell me that you know nothing about nanobots, nanotechnologies, and secret documents in the CISDE archive, because you would be lying. And what are the Secret Services agents doing around here, who occasionally pop up out of nowhere, like mushrooms that suddenly appear after a downpour? You know much more than you let on, and you certainly know how to open that door. If you have nothing to hide, open it and accompany me on an exploratory tour of the ancient stuccos and thermal pools. I'm sure we'll find many nice surprises."